Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The first baseman, Norm Seaborn. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Sam Bowens. Batting sixth. The catcher, Charlie Lau. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Earl Robinson. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Burdena. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Frank Burdena. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting second. The second baseman, Al Weiss. Batting third. The left fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry McNairtney. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Horlan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Horlan. And now, play ball. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis takes first base on ball four. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss bunts towards the mound. Burdena fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Landis moves to second. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron takes first base on ball four. Landis moves to third. Weiss moves to second. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Landis scores. Weiss moves to third. Skowron moves to second. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Robinson. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Robinson moves to third. One out. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Robinson tags and scores. Two outs. It's Orioles, 1, White Sox, 1. Earl Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, White Sox. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Seaburn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Landis hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Bertena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertena is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-1 in the game. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Weiss is called out on strikes. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Skowron hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bowens. Skowron reaches second base with a double. Robinson moves to third. Dick Hall now pitching. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Ward is walked intentionally. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-1 in the game. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hall fields it and throws to home to get Robinson. Skowron moves to third. Ward moves to second. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hansen hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-1 in the game. Seaburn hits a line drive towards short. Hansen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney is 0-for-1 in the game. McNerney strikes out. One out. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan is 0-for-1 in the game. Horlan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Landis hits a fly ball into right field. Bowen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Weiss hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 0-for-1 in the game. Bowens hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Lau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Robinson. The throw from McNerney and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0-for-1 in the game. Brandt is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Skowron hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Ward hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Dick Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-2 in the game. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-2 in the game. Hershberger hits a pop-up towards first. Seaburn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hansen strikes out. two outs. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 0 for 2 in the game. McNairtney hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 0 for 2 in the game. Seaborn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 0 for 2 in the game. Bowens is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Horlan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Seaborn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaborn scoops it up and throws to first, with Hall covering, for the out. Two outs. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Weiss hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Lau hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horlan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Weiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Snyder pinch hits for Jackie Brandt. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horlan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Johnson pinch hits for Dick Hall. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Russ Snyder now playing left field. Earl Robinson now playing center field. Stu Miller now pitching. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Bowen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Skowron strikes out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 3 in the game. Adair hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hershberger. Adair reaches second base with a double. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 3 in the game. Aparicio strikes out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 3 in the game. Seaburn takes first base on ball 4. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Robinson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-2, Orioles. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 0 for 3 in the game. Bowens hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Weiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Lau hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Brown now catching. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 3 in the game. Hershberger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hershberger. The throw from Brown and he is safe. Hershberger steals second. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hansen strikes out. One out. Don Buford pinch hits for Jerry McNairtney. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Peters pinch hits for Joe Horlin. Harvey Haddix now pitching. Dave Nicholson pinch hits for Gary Peters. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.